Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you. Now, for those of you who are following along with our Mott's Madness tournament, which was a success, you may remember that mistakes were made.
I don't think I made a mistake, but there were mistakes
made. There were mistakes that were made. It was really out of negligence. So here's the deal. In case you missed it, we'll catch you up. Alfonso's won best pizza in the bi-state area.
Alfonso in Troy, Illinois.
Well, that's the thing. We initially put Alfonso's on our tournament of 64, and we didn't realize there were two Alfonso's, one in Troy, Illinois, one in Carrollton, Illinois, for a while. It was a while. We had several rounds of voting. Then a listener let us know, hey, which Alfonso's are you talking about? There's one in Troy, one in Carrollton, and they're not related. We realized...
They didn't spell the same.
We didn't know. Yeah. And then, well, not only that, we realized that mistake, and it was only several days later that we realized they were also spelled differently.
Yeah.
At any rate, Alfonso's won, so then we had an Alfonso's runoff to be the ultimate champion, and Alfonso's in Troy, Illinois won. Congratulations to Alfonso's. But since it was seemingly negligence stacked upon negligence, because we messed up with the spelling, we didn't know there were two Alfonso's, somebody, not going to name him, I'm not going to name the young man that left Felix's Pizza in Dogtown off the
off
list.
Off the list.
Yeah, I'd like to pop in here for a second. Just heard a quote from Chris Ranji that I'm going to start using in my everyday life now. I'm going to play it for you.
I don't think I made a mistake, but there were mistakes.
I didn't make a mistake, but there were mistakes.
That is true.
I didn't make one, though.
That is accurate. That man, whoever that was... accurate.
That was almost Bill Clinton. It was a slightly casual, more Bill Clinton.
It is true, though.
I was thinking more Trumpish, actually. But
mistakes were made. I didn't make them, but they were made
mistakes
on this show.
Mistakes were made. I didn't make them. We're looking into it.
Yeah. Name the mistake I made.
I'm
the one who
it.
Put Felix's on the list.
Yeah. And Angelo's.
Who's the one who took it off?
Angelo's and Florissant was not on the list. So what we're saying is mistakes were made. It was really an exercise in negligence. I thought, you know what I thought? I thought it was perfect because you can't have a tournament without a scandal. And we had the Pasandwich Pascandal several years ago, 2 years ago.
Also not our fault.
That was the listener's fault.
That was on everybody
and
listening and voting.
Jane.
And Jane.
She had to leave the state.
She did.
Yeah. But
Jane was our web person.
Yeah, she no longer works here. She left the state. It was a disaster. But we survived. And honestly, it's a memory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a memory, and I think we'll always remember this. But we were inspired, Ranj. You were really the one who, I'll give you credit for this, you thought of a way to honor our negligence during the Mott's Madness tournament.
I did, and I thought that we should hold another completely separate tournament.
Yep.
It's not going to be quite as long as the last tournament. We'll settle this one within a week.
Okay.
But we're going to start it on Monday, the Tournament of Negligence. So here's what we need from you, because we do have some teams that are already on the bubble. We have some teams that we think are going to be a lock. But what we need from you are your suggestions for the most negligent acts that a person can commit. Okay? So things like, and this is going to make the tournament. This is like mm-hmm. a 35-0 team. Mm-hmm. Forgetting your child is in the car.
Yeah.
That is a huge negligent act.
Yeah.
So that one is going to be on forgetting to file your taxes.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That is also a negligent act.
What about not returning a shopping cart the grocery store parking lot?
To me, that is a bubble team, but it is very negligent.
You think it's a bubble team? That's one that affects people every single day.
I would call it the Drake of this year's tournament, where it probably gets in anyway. If it doesn't win its conference tournament, but you know, it's on the bubble. I think it's a near lock.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is the sort of thing that we are talking about.
Can I tell you one that's personal to me because mm-hmm. it happened this past week?
Sure.
Running out of the old TP.
Oh, running out of toilet paper. That is super negligent.
And let me just tell you.
What do you use?
I'll give you the order.
Leaves?
I'll give you the order. You run out of toilet paper. The first runner up is paper towels. Little bits.
You can't flush those.
You can if you only use a little bit. The second one would be tissue. Ugh. Way down on the list. I'm not saying it was this week, but there is a coffee filter.
What? Ow.
It's a little rough.
Have you used a coffee filter for that
remember.
Before?
It was a long time ago. I was in Miami. You know how it goes.
So you have used a coffee filter.
I think so, but I think it was in Miami.
How do you not remember?
Well,
why were you in Miami?
I have a
it's not like you were doing a thing in Miami that other people do when they're in Miami. I know you're not.
So, well, it was a wedding, and we were staying at a condo, and it was weird. I can't remember how, but like we didn't even know these people, but we stayed at their condo with a couple that we didn't know. We were all just here at this condo. They left. We ran out of toilet paper on our side of the condo, so I went into their bathroom and looked for toilet paper to steal it from them, but
okay.
they didn't have any. Well, then when they were out of paper towels, so we didn't have any paper towels, so then I looked for any type of Kleenex or tissue. They didn't have those, and my sister said, well, I found coffee filters. Well, I don't remember what happened next. I probably blacked out.
A texter says that you need to get a bidet because they will change your life.
That's
and I do agree with that.
And
bidets are unbelievable.
You don't have to get the whole separate bidet. You can get an attachment to your toilet,
Yep.
on Amazon.
Yep.
To your toilet.
They're very great. Very, very great. I love them so much. But yes, so submit to us the actions that you believe to be the most negligent.
Yeah.
314-436-7900. You can drop them in a voice message if you want to. On the Odyssey app, or just, you know, text them to us, whatever you want to. But there's another one here.
Yeah.
For example, I believe this is going to make the tournament. This is in the running. Taking nursing classes while you're the circuit attorney.
That's almost
on the negligence list.
That seems almost criminally negligent.
It's super negligent.
Yeah, that seems like you are just not paying attention. Okay.
Forgetting an anniversary is another yeah. one that will probably
this
be in the tournament.
Is this negligence? I guess it is. Believe it or not, I'm going to knock on wood. Believe it or not, I've never dropped my phone in the toilet, ever.
I think that's negligence.
Is that negligence?
Yeah.
Because like you forget that it's like you're holding it or
yeah.
it's in your pocket.
You forget it's in your pocket
yeah.
or you're fumbling it while you're standing up. That's if you drop something,
yeah.
that is negligence. You're not paying close
you're not
enough
being
attention.
Careful.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're not being careful. So let us know. The Tournament of Negligence, we will announce the field on Monday. Get us your submissions at 314-436-7900 by texting
yeah.
or by dropping a voice message on the Odyssey app.
I just thought of one. I was inspired by Hancock and Kelly and our flight conversation. What about not checking in for your Southwest flight so you're in like C group?
It's pretty. Yeah, I mean, that could
it's
be in the running.
It's not a great one.
Yeah,
it might not make the cut. It might not make the cut. But to me, that 24 hours before your flight and you get that notification might be one of the most stressful things. Second only to when you completely forget and it's 8 hours later and you realize I don't even know if I'm still on this plane anymore. Because I'm in a group that doesn't exist. I never checked in.
What is Group F? Who is that?
Far away.
Who comes in after that? Good Lord.
Can I tell you guys something negligent that I've done?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have gone to a concert before where I have waited in line to park downtown, super busy, paid to park, waited in a long line. And when I'm at the ticket taker, I'm like, I don't think I have the tickets on my phone. And I just was not ready to have this conversation with the ticket person. Because I always get mad at the people in front of me who are taking a long time, and the tickets are here somewhere, and like I hate that person, and then I was that person once, and I felt and I had to step out of line. I just didn't have my tickets ready on my phone.
This brings me to something that I have been thinking about for a while now, and I've been wanting to bring up. Because I've had a couple of experiences lately. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had dozens of these over the years, but I've had a couple lately that are just infuriating, and I can't understand the psychology behind it.
Okay.
But what is the psychology or the personality trait or the quality that a person doesn't have that they have absolutely zero care whatsoever about how many people are in line behind them at anything, at a counter, at the bank, at a store, at a restaurant?
Isn't it just selfishness?
It's just
narcissism?
I will give you an example. I stopped by a couple of weeks ago. Adriana's on the Hill. Great sandwich place, right?
Things are going well for you.
What does that mean?
it's a
sandwich place. Yeah. They're great. So I went in, and when I walked in, there was a lady at the front, and there were about five or six people right behind her, and I would have been the seventh. And by the time she was finished, there were eight people behind me. Like, she was just up there looking at the menu and then talking to the lady and then looking at the menu again and then talking to the lady again. And then I was looking at my phone, scrolling while I waited. So I didn't notice at first how long this was taking. And then I realized, holy crap, this woman's been up there forever. And she's, what are you doing? And then several minutes, probably like 8 or 9 minutes in, she turns back and looks at everyone and goes, oh, there's a line back here now. Yeah, because of you stupid idiot. Like, it's not this world is not here for us to wait for you to figure out what you want. The menu is visible when you walk in the place. Like, look at it, make a decision. You're not buying a car, you're getting a sandwich. You don't have, this is not a 15-year commitment. What is the psychology of somebody who just does not care, like no awareness of anything going on behind you?
It depends on the person. Sometimes it could be that they're maybe self-absorbed. Other times, maybe they don't get out much. Maybe their world is small and slower paced.
She has clothes, so she leaves the house.
No, but maybe her world is slower paced. I get it, though, because I struggle with... You have to have a little bit of leniency for someone who, for someone who's taking a while in line, thinking maybe, maybe it just takes them longer to make decisions, whatever it may be. Maybe they're having a tough day. But I will say the red flags went up when I walked into Starbucks behind a lady who seemed a little too cheerful. I don't know how to explain it. Hi guys, hi, and which is fine, but something felt off with how cheerful she was. She walked up to the counter and goes, "Oh, cool, I've never been to Starbucks before."
Holy crap.
And I knew this was not going to be quick. Well, dude, what is a frappuccino? And the thing is, maybe this was her big day out, and so I kept telling myself, relax, this could be her big day out. Maybe that's why she's so happy. Maybe her life circumstances changed, and now she's able to go to Starbucks and buy an expensive coffee, and it's a big deal. And that's what I kept telling myself. But it kind of felt like she had nothing better to do but to talk to the barista. I don't know. It took a while. She was asking about everything on the menu, which you have the right to do. Are we being jerks?
No.
I think we should ask 314-436-7900.
No.
When do you get frustrated, and when should you just relax?
When are you that person? I need to hear from somebody who is this. If that lady who was at Adriana's happens to be listening, what is going on in your head? Like, what is it about you that does not care how many people are behind you? And don't say, well, I did care, I just didn't know. No, because if you did care, you'd turn around to check. Is anybody behind me? Am I causing a line to develop here? That's called a lack of awareness. That means you don't care.
Is this better or worse?
I cannot understand the psychology.
Is it better or worse than the guy that stops on a side road or in the middle of the driving lane of a parking lot? You know how people check their phone?
Same person.
And you're like, you're just stopped on a road. You can't stop in the middle of a road.
Same. I think all of these people should be in prison.
All these prisons.
They should be in prison. All of them. I think it's as bad of an infraction as you could possibly get.
314-436-7900. Call or text us.
Man.
Stop in the middle of the road.
It's Chris and Amy. And also text us your submissions for the Tournament of Negligence. We'll unveil the field on Friday. Monday. Crap, it is Friday.
Nobody said crap is Friday.
He's on medicine.
I'm on meds too. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
314-436-7900, the phone number. Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM, KMOX. We have a few submissions for negligence.
Oh, the Tournament of Negligence?
Somebody posted, well, here's one that says, forgetting your child's school event that you signed up to be a part of.
That's a good one.
That's pretty negligent.
That's a pretty good one. You know, and that's one that an iteration of that is often depicted in movies and TV shows where, hey, we've got a bake sale that we're supposed to do, and we got to bring 20 dozen cookies today.
Where do you get 20 dozen cookies? Running out of gas?
Oh, that's a great one.
That's negligent?
That is, sometimes it's intentional negligence if you're trying to see how low you can go.
Not getting an oil change. That's a submission.
You know what? I like that one a lot because you can see and smell the cars that push it. I like that one a lot, not getting an oil change.
Now, here's one. It just says, it's from a 636, okay. And it just says Harambe. So,
Harambe!
So I'm wondering if they're thinking, and if they are, this is brilliant. One, this is a huge negligent contender, allowing your child to fall into the enclosure at the zoo. That is so negligent.
That is.
That poor
girl. John almost do that?
John?
Remember John Hancock was saying he almost dropped little Johnny?
Maybe that's right.
Into Big Cat Land.
That's right.
Yeah, I did.
So, okay. We're going to have to put that on the document. Allowing your child to fall into the zoo enclosure.
I hope that the Harambe person, maybe he can clarify or she can clarify. But either way, I like that one.
From a 314.
Harambe.
Forgetting your birth control. That is
pretty
negligent.
I was going to say some type of protection would be negligent. Forgetting it.
Also, people are checking in about those who are in line and just have no regard for anybody behind them in line and take all the time in the world they want to. And I said they deserve to be in prison. This texter from a 314 says, not prison, execution.
Whoa.
Now, you know I am not a death penalty person.
You're not.
I do not believe in it.
You cannot. Don't you dare. You hypocrite. Don't you dare.
Well, no, because I am witnessing the act, so I know they've done it. There's no question that they've done it. I think that maybe I'm open to that. I'm open to execution for people who take too long in line anywhere.
Execution.
Coffee shop, sandwich place, Macy's, whatever you're doing.
I would like to see Ron just absolutely losing it in Macy's because the lady with her coupon is taking too long.
Oh, my God. When I was picking up my drugs for my current ailment,
yeah,
I don't know what the lady in the front was doing. What is the negotiation here? It costs what it costs. Either you get it or you step aside. There's a line behind you.
Are you?
I want to go home and take my medicine.
Are you on steroids? Because you have a lot of energy.
It's because I didn't.
Sick.
I didn't speak a word yesterday to anybody. I did not have a verbal interaction with anybody.
So you've got to get 8 hours of words into 4 hours of radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm getting pretty tired.
TW, who's watching us on the StreamYard, said, yes, prison is not too strong a sentence for inconsiderate people.
I see.
Execution not, seems a little much.
Okay, maybe execution is. But maybe we send them off to the Badlands or whatever, and they have to do hard labor, just breaking stones with the pickaxe. You know, and that's the only thing they're doing all day for 12 hours.
What if, in order to pay for all of these tariffs, everyone who takes reaches a certain length of time at the register, if you hit too long, you have to pay the tariff?
I could not agree more.
So we,
I like
we
it.
Shift the burden from the importers to people who stand too long and are inconsiderate and are too long at the menu, too long at the cash register. Suddenly, oh, sorry, your coffee's going to be $4,000 because now you have to pay that tariff.
Yep. Yep. If I think people who, yes, they should have to pay the burden for everybody.
How about this? The tagline could be, you Terry, you tariff.
Thank you. This texter says, recently, I was behind a lady. It's always a lady, isn't it?
You're the one that uses the phrase lady.
I know.
You're the only one who says lady.
I like that word.
I was behind a lady.
Recently, I was behind a lady ordering a pizza, and for at least 5 minutes, she discussed what size the onion pieces on her pizza were going to be. She only wanted very small pieces. Now they have to be very small. Like how small? Are they one? Oh my God. I don't even know who this person is, but I'm envisioning the interaction and I want her dead. Oh my God. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen that Fred Armisen where he goes straight to jail, straight to jail? And
I have
listing
not.
Listing all of these things and you go straight to jail. That's what I'm picturing.
Here's another texter. What about the people trying to choose which scratch-off to buy?
Oh.
Then they proceed with scratching it while still at the
yes.
counter. Yes.
I will say I wanted to get a coffee before Bible study one time, and a person buying lottery tickets was in front of me. I stood in line. I had already gotten the coffee because it was a gas station, right? So I had the coffee in hand. It wasn't, I couldn't necessarily, I guess I could have dropped it on the counter and say, hey, I have to go. I bet I stood in line 11 minutes.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough. And I'm usually generally pretty patient, but woof.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. You guys are getting to me today.
I mean, this guy, he's got roid rage on amoxicillin.
Amoxicillin rage. Is that a thing?
I hope so.
Bro,
love amoxicillin rage.
Ugh. This one lady at the counter, she's like, are these all that I have? Like, that's all they gave to you, so yes. Leave. There are people behind you.
Sick people.
Damn. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. Hopefully Dale Shilley is much calmer. Dale Shilley is City SC's Academy Director and broadcaster on Y98 for City SC Soccer. We'll talk to Dale next on KMOX.
Well, Klaus led away by Betcher's friend. KC hits the free kick, and that's going to end. After 90 total minutes of regular play and 7 minutes of Enterprise stoppage time, KC 2, City nothing, and more scuffling, shuffling, extracurricular naughtiness in the corner right in front of the St. Louis fans.
Ooh, what? Getting naughty.
What was going on in
naughty.
The corner?
Naughty. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. We are a sister station to Y98. Which is where you can listen to City SC games with Joey Zanaboni. That's the voice you just heard. His broadcast partner is Dale Shilley, who is the City SC Academy Director and, again, broadcaster. And Dale is with us on this Friday. How's it going, Dale?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Hey, first of all, before we get to the soccer, we'll have a couple of questions for you. Number one, what is the most negligent thing you can think of that a person can do?
Wow. The most negligent thing, let's say not brush their teeth.
Okay, that's pretty negligent.
That's pretty good.
All right, that could
that's
be on
gross.
The list. And secondly, what was naughty going on in the corner there?
Yeah, that's interesting. A couple of players from Sporting Kansas City took the opportunity to maybe rub a little salt in the wound. And interestingly enough, one of the players was Jake Davis, a good player, happens to be one of my best friend's son. So we'll have to have a little discussion with my friend up in Michigan. Some conversations and maybe a little flaunting going on, and some of the guys from City decided to come over and protect and stand up for the fans.
Well, there you go. Well, I guess you like to see the spirit of it.
You do like to see the spirit. You do like to see the guys stand up. You hate that you got to that point.
Yeah.
But for sure, it's a rivalry.
What do you make now, Dale? I guess the big thing is City's struggling to score. They're not scoring. How do you get out of that funk?
Yeah. Well, I think, if you got to look sometimes when things are going in such a bad way, you got to look for the positives to try to build on. And, Celio Pompeo was a positive influence in the game. It was his first start for the year. And he was good at, creating chances. We hit the goalpost. We had a couple other near misses. And so I think, Olaf took a few chances with adding some more attacking pieces to the lineup. We saw, some good influences in the first half, particularly the first 20, 25 minutes. We just didn't find the goal. I think we're getting there, but certainly that one stung.
So in terms of getting there, what about team-wide? What signs really are you seeing that make you think that this team could be starting to put it together? I think it's difficult to see it in the results, so I'm wondering if there's something you see.
Yeah, it's just that you're starting to see more chances. It's just that there's, we saw more opportunities, in the game. We saw that we created real chances, hitting the goalpost, having a sitter that we missed from Akil. We had three or four really good moments and good opportunities in that time period. There's some concerning things as well that we couldn't bounce back out of it. When we got scored against, the response wasn't what you would be hoping for. And also, to be blunt, knowing where Sporting Kansas City is in the table, that now we got to try to create chances against the Columbus Crew. Can we do that against a really good team this weekend? Maybe the best team in the league right now.
Tom Timmerman pointed out in the Post-Dispatch that City SC is at the top of two lists in Major League Soccer, but they're rather dubious distinctions. They've been shut out five times, which is the most in Major League Soccer. They also have the most players listed as out on the MLS availability report. They had six injured players last week, Roman Berkey, to name a main one as well. Edward Leuven was out. But those two things, how related are they? I know you don't want to make excuses, but how related are they?
For sure they're related. Because when you start looking at the lineup and how it could be put together with the addition of some of the attacking pieces that we saw this weekend, in particular, Thomas Totlin, which would help add another attacking piece along with Conrad Vallum and Celio, Marcel, Hartle. So you're missing some of those pieces to help put it all together. And knowing how thin we were originally on having all the attacking pieces to begin with, when you start to miss one or two, it adds up. So for sure they're connected, but let's also face it that We came out in a very defensive alignment and approach from the outset, the beginning of the year. I think the hope was that we would grow into the game on the attacking side. Unfortunately for us, we had a couple of injuries that set us back. And now we're kind of having to reinvent how we're going to get some W's.
As you look at the standings in the Western Conference, Vancouver still in the lead, and then it's San Diego FC, Minnesota's right behind them, followed by Austin. Just the entire conference through, what, seven games that have been played so far by each team, how has this season began in terms of what you thought would happen and where it is now?
You know, I think when we not knowing where we were going to be starting at from a structural perspective, I think we're mid-table-ish. I think we're right on the playoff line or right close to it. So it's not a bad place to start, but we do have to get things turned around. From a surprise perspective, Vancouver and San Diego would be two of the bigger surprises in our conference. Vancouver they finished probably eighth or ninth in the table last year, San Diego being, an expansion side, both of them, getting off to great starts. And, we'll see Vancouver in 2 weeks. So there are some surprises. We have to get things turned around or we're going to continue to slip in that table. And we got some tough games coming up.
Yeah, and it looked like, I know we mentioned some of the injuries. Some players might be coming back sooner than others. Is it just you regroup as a team, you look at the slump that they're in, and say, this is our team? There's no saying, okay, things will get better when we get this guy back. You have to be able to play with the roster that you have. Is that the mentality, or guys feeling a little bit unmoored because they've lost some big guys?
Yeah, I think the only way you can approach it is to look at it, honestly, and say, look, this is what we have. We're going to have to get forward and score goals, create chances, get results with the group that we have here on the field. And then as guys come back or, we pick up a player or something in a transfer window or whenever we can pick guys up, then you can start to look at it from a different perspective. But right now, it is, who I look at in the locker room and who we look across at in the training field, those are the guys that you have fighting for the 3 points, and you got to rely on them.
Dale Schilly is with us here on 104.1 FM, sister station of Y98. That's where you can hear the City SC games, like the game Sunday evening against Columbus. What do we know about this team coming in?
Yeah, Columbus are good. Undefeated through seven games. Have a good attacking
They lead the East,
style.
Yeah. Should have mentioned that part, yeah.
Yeah, good attacking style, and they are, have been, solid for the last couple of years. So it'll be a really, really good challenge. It'll be interesting to see, because we've been trying to get more attack-minded. We've been trying to defend and press a little bit more and get the ball back higher up the field. But Columbus is known for their ball possession, and they force you back into your own back third of the field where you have to defend. So will we be able to threaten them a little bit by winning the ball higher up the field, or are they going to push us all the way back? It's going to be a real interesting tactical game for sure.
Dale Schilly, as always, we appreciate talking to you. Thank you for being with us, and enjoy the game Sunday. Bring us a win, too, would you?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I hope next week we get to talk about a more positive situation.
Yes.
And, I look forward to it. I'll talk to you next week.
Score some goals, man.
I'm telling you. I may run out there.
All right.
Now, that'll give us stuff to talk about. That'll be good.
Dale just left the booth.
Joey's like, where did he go?
He's going to go get himself a goal. Thank you, Dale.
Is that Whitey Herzog? Thank you.
Dale Schilly, City SC Academy Director, broadcaster on Y98 with Joey Zanaboni. That game starts at 6 o'clock on Sunday. Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji, did you see this next?
Now. Did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj?
Yes?
I did not see this until maybe about an hour ago. But you know Ken Griffey Jr., Hall of Famer?
No. Who's he?
Yeah. Incredible. Hall of Fame, MLB All-Star.
That's right.
13-time All-Star.
That's right.
In Major League Baseball. He is a credentialed photographer at the Masters this year.
Awesome.
Yes.
Do you know who else is?
No.
Well, I don't know if he's at the Masters, but he has been doing it for a long time. And in a lot of concerts is Randy Johnson.
I did know that. I wouldn't have been able to name him, but I remember you saying something like that.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. No, I mean, Ken Griffey Jr., and it's not just that, oh, he's practicing. He's a credentialed photographer for Masters.com. His work will be on Masters.com.
I think that's super interesting that he wants to keep busy like that. And, you know, he has the means to do whatever he wants because he's made a considerable amount of money. So he's got a comfortable life and he can, you know, do anything, really. And he's chosen to actually do a little bit of work, though that's fun work.
Well, and
that'd be
also
a cool thing to do.
I guess, like I said, this would be my late to the party. He's been a photographer since 2010 now. Or I guess in 2015, sorry. He retired in 2010. He's been a photographer since 2015. He has been credentialed to shoot games in Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, the NFL, and IndyCar events. And this was his dream to be able to shoot at the Augusta National Golf Club.
So real quick, Ken Griffey story, Jr. He was with the Sox in 08. They traded for him at the deadline. And there's a game where it's raining. So it's prior to the game, it's raining, and media were allowed in the dugout ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to leave at a certain point. So the media had sort of cleared out, and I was still in it, in the dugout. And it's the rain's coming down, so they're not taking batting practice on the field. And there was a hitting cage right behind the dugout, so a player in the middle of the game, if you wanted to, could go in there and take a couple of swings. And that system exists in a lot of ballparks. Anyway, there are a couple of the veterans are hanging around. This young guy, can't remember who the young player was, but he comes up, and Griffey is in there. And Griffey has his own logo on his shoes. And it's, you know, you've seen the swing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the Griffey logo.
Yeah.
It's called the Swing Man.
It's like the baseball
Jordan's
version
Jumpman.
Of Jordan's Jumpman.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he's got the Swing Man, right? And this guy comes up, and it's like Paul Konerko, who is a veteran hitter, and Griffey and somebody else. And this guy's like, hey, you gonna get in there and take some swings in the cage? This is the young player talking to Griffey. And Griffey goes, hey, man. And he points down at his shoes to the logo of himself on his own shoes and says, you see that little man? That little man's got it. Like, dude, he's telling this kid, like, hey, I got my own shoes.
Yeah.
I've been in the game a long time. I know what I'm doing. Leave me alone.
That's
it was so funny.
Kind of funny.
Oh, my God. What a flex to pull on somebody.
Did you? I didn't know this story, but that Ken Griffey Jr. always refused to sign with the Yankees and said he would never play for the Yankees because of an experience that he had.
I don't recall
with his
that, no.
dad, that when he was a kid, he was discriminated against. He tells the story, I guess his dad had brought him on the field and someone in the clubhouse said, hey, no kids on the field, but there was another player who was white, and his kid was allowed on the field, and that they felt that they were being treated differently. And anyway, there's a video of him saying, like, if they were the last team in Major League Baseball, I wouldn't sign with the Yankees.
Well, I never heard that story.
Now I'm really nervous that you don't know that story. I saw it.
Well, it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
On Instagram,
just, yeah.
Which is sketch. So then I did read the story in Business Insider. But I did not know that story until a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow. I mean, I don't, if that's true, and that one bad experience, I suppose I don't blame him for that. Hey, I know you probably did. They are still looking for the cause of what happened, but you did see the story about the helicopter, the tourist helicopter in New York, that crashed into the Hudson River yesterday afternoon. Six people aboard. It was a family of five, and the pilot have died. They still do not know what caused the crash. But I saw the video of it on Instagram yesterday. I was just scrolling through, And I don't know why. I just thought, oh, when did that happen? And I didn't think much of it. I just kept going. And then I realized later that had happened today. It had happened yesterday. That is super tragic. Everybody aboard the helicopter has died, and they are trying to figure out the cause of it.
It was the New York helicopter company, you know, a tourist company. The blades detached.
Like, that's what it looked like.
Yeah, and that was apparently the official report.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, that the blades detached from
but they don't know
the body
why
of the helicopter. No. I just, you know, when I was a kid, when I was 12 years old, I had the opportunity to go up in a helicopter, and I did with my cousin, and I didn't think anything of it. It was locally. It was here in St. Louis.
Yeah, they used to leave from the riverfront.
Yeah, that's not where I did it, but yeah, right. It was something like that.
And I guess they still do, don't they?
Yeah, but now I don't think I would. I feel like you hear too much. It's like helicopters and tiny prop planes. I don't do those.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. A Cessna just crashed somewhere, too. I just saw
no,
the...
I feel like the prop planes, yeah, anything with
here.
A propeller seems a little sketch for me. And I know everyone would tell me the odds and say you're most likely safe. I get it, but maybe I've just read too many stories now.
I don't know, man. It all makes me nervous. Yeah, in Boca Raton, a Cessna crashed today with three people aboard.
Oh, my goodness.
These little planes and little aircraft.
I don't like them. I don't like little planes.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. The draft is coming up in the NFL. It is on the 24th of this month. Brady Cook, former Missouri quarterback, is throwing out the first pitch tonight. We're looking forward to the draft. We're going to talk to Brady when we come back on KMOX.